From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Alex Cohen. Madeline Brand is away. Coming up, what the crisis in Myanmar means to one Burmese Buddhist monk.
A week after the earthquake that devastated southwest China, that nation paused today for 3 minutes of quiet reflection. This as news broke that more than 150 relief workers died in landslides over the weekend as they tried to fix roads in the quake region.
Tens of thousands have perished in the quake. The Xinhua News Service is reporting nearly 5 million people have been left homeless. Reporter Jamila Trindle reports from one refugee camp at Zhouzhou Stadium in Mianyang, where parents and children separated in the quake are now hoping for reunion.
A little boy blinks up at the strangers surrounding him. He's the youngest of a small group of survivors who walked for 2 days from their mountain village to this refugee camp. He arrived without parents or relatives. He's immediately swarmed by a group of adults. They beg the boy to eat and ask him where his family is, but he stays silent, stunned. A young volunteer takes him by the hand.
See, we're all taking care of you.
She begins to lead the new arrivals, wide-eyed and exhausted, away from the crowds toward the registration tables. She tries to reassure both the anxious adults and the child.
He still has parents, but they're not here at the moment. He's just arrived. His parents, maybe they're taking care of something.
The group heads towards the stadium, now surrounded by tens of thousands of refugees. They're in tents that stretch across the grass and down the road. They're packed in under the eaves and stretched out on blankets. It's all remarkably well ordered, and basic needs are being met. They'll be sequestered inside the stadium with teachers and students and hundreds of other children who are waiting for their parents. Concerned people are wondering who will take care of these children in the days and weeks to come, especially if it turns out their parents are among the thousands of dead. The state say they are coming up with plans to allow for adoption.
If there are orphans, we will follow the China adoption law. They will be adopted through that procedure.
State news agencies say thousands across China have expressed interest in adopting. Even at this camp, people like Zhu Yaobing, who also is a disaster victim, are lining up to register.
We would share what little we have. I just want to do whatever we can to help.
She says that's because her family is doing better than many.
We lost our house. We lost everything. But we can go out and find work because at least we still have our health. So we can support a family. At least we are safe.
Safe, but like so many here at the stadium, Zhu is still desperately searching. She thinks her nephew was working in Beichuan, one of the most devastated areas.
If someone has news about Liu Guijin, tell him to contact his little sisters in Anshan.
Unable to find her nephew, Zhu is distraught. And looking for a way to be useful, she pleads with the camp's adoption official. Maybe she could take care of a child who is searching for his parents, just to give him the warmth of a family for now. In this camp, everyone is searching for someone. Parents for their children, and children for their parents. Among the tired little group from Beichuan, a 16-year-old girl and her twin sister can't find their mother and father.
Our parents had migrated out to work, so maybe they've gone back home to look for us, but we've already left.
A week after the quake, everyone is still hoping that at last paths will cross here in this makeshift city. For NPR News, I'm Jamila Trindle in Mianyang.